Welcome everybody to the show. Wherever I go, I take my clutter with me. I have to admit that the most difficult part of preparation and proposal for this exhibition was thinking about the title. I think title is very important for because it puts piece in a framework and gives it a context that gives a viewer guidance for reading the visual information. So it should be neither too literal or too abstract, but it should make us wonder about different aspects of the artwork. So this title refers to several things: traveling, longing, packing, unnecessary things, habits, and which in a way describes my artistic practice as well as my artwork. I travel a lot and I live a nomadic life, which requires a very flexible art practice. Sometimes I create in a bedroom, in a hotel room, airplane. And so when I moved to Philadelphia in 2011 to do my master's, I knew that I wasn't going to be able to sustain my artistic practice as a painter because canvases, brushes, all that was very expensive and I wanted to go big. I didn't have a studio and I didn't know where to store my paintings. But I also never felt that my career should be exclusively oriented to art painting. I always been interested in archaeology and cosmology and more eclectic and ephemeral approach to art. So in 2011, I decided that I want to be able to make art wherever I go and with the materials and resources that I have at the moment. So site specificity and ephemerality have become very important part of my artistic practice. Another rule I had for myself was that I should be able to transport my installation work in a suitcase. So the whole exhibition came out of my suitcase and things I found around the neighborhood. And while I was packing all this clutter, I was thinking, what would happen if I was asked at the customs to open my suitcase? Probably I would have been accused of smuggling trash into the United States. So a conceptual platform for my work has its root in both archaeology and ecology. One question has been stuck in my head for a very long time. How will the archaeological sites of the future look like when our civilization disappears? I've been reading a lot of books and statistics about the current environmental issues and waste disposal. And the fact is that we are throwing about 7.1 pounds per person every day. Across lifetime, that rate means on average that we're each to generate about 102 tons of trash. So one of the few relics of our civilization that's going to be recognized 20,000 years from now is probably the potato chip bag. And future archaeologists and anthropologists will be able to puzzle our lifestyles, beliefs, and choices just by exploring the waste we leave behind us. So trash is nothing less than the ultimate lens of our lifestyle, our priorities, and our failures. So garbage has become one of the most accurate measures of the prosperity in 21st century. In such world, urban landscape is becoming nothing less than a metastasized matter that is threatening to swallow itself. And these are some of the concerns that I have as a human, but also as an artist. This constant tension between our achievements and our failures is something very interesting to me. Because we as humans have contributed to evolution to our planet, but at the same time, we're the one who are destroying it. But I also realized that no matter which direction you choose to go, you can never predict what can happen along the way. So this uncertainty and vulnerability have become very important part of my artistic practice as well. And my work, especially my installation work, could be seen as archaeological sites or architectural failures of the future, long lost habitats or cities, or just cabinets of discarded things. They derive from intuitive and playful process and refers to places in which urban landscape and landfill intermingle and coexist in a cataclysmic relationship. Landfill is a place not only of ugliness, but is a place of almost baroque decay, is something that I'm interested in. Garbage or trash is the mirror of the city, its alter ego. And all the things and object that it contains make that final sum, that final count of the civilization that is threatening to swallow itself. But on the other hand, landfill could be seen as the shelter for higher, in reality, never reached order and harmony, where everything that is superficial and discarded live in some kind of a meta order within all the clashes, all inconsistencies and contradictions are overcome. So I wanted to create a piece that I have this feeling of that something is rising and growing, but at the same time, it can collapse every minute. So I wanted that tension between something that is very light and something that can be a total disaster. So drawings and installations shift between many perspectives and many ways of seeing, and they make room for multiple vectors of meaning, understanding, and form. And they attempt to create a dialogue between micro and macro aspects of our urban living. So the accumulated clutter become creates this new structures and a higher level of complexity, and it feels almost like a new ecosystem is evolving. So the whole installation has been made on site, and it is an ensemble of all previous projects that, due to their site specificity and ephemerality, have survived only in pieces. I usually use leftovers from previous projects to create something, to create a new work that leaves the idea of having the finished product behind and focuses more on the process. And when it comes to process, I'm very much drawn to philosophy of Tibetan mandalas, because no matter how much time you spend creating something, once it has been shown, it is destroyed. And also, it requires patience and delicacy without a fear of distraction, and temporality with a deep understanding of permanence and continuity. So what I usually do, for me, setting up the show is like an excavating archaeological site. You observe the place from various angles, you take all the things into account, and then you can never know what you will find there. There is always a surprise factor. So I usually start by responding to architectural space, and then I begin with the larger strokes of how you move through the space or how the installation flows, and then consider the points of details that mark the larger scope. So I'm interested in how smaller units add up to a whole. And the piece is done when I find the right balance between the elements. I never make models for my installations. I tried to do that once, and it was really painful because I had a feeling that I was copying myself. So I have a general idea of what I want to achieve, but everything else happens on site. And if you take Chinese painting, for example, Chinese painters never make sketches of the paintings that they're gonna paint. They go to nature, they observe, and come back to studio because they believe what stays in your mind, what you remember, that's what matters, that's the essence. And also, that can apply to artwork itself, because I think art is not what you see. Art is the gap, and the gap represents the inability of the artist to fully express his/her attention, and it's filled by participation of the spectator, whose own realization is a phenomenon of transmutation. And it's an act where in which inner matter is experienced as a work of art. So it is this moment in time that lasts as a memory. So you'll see if this is going to stay in your memory and how long it's going to stay there. Thank you very much.